This morning we have a guest joining us in studio. Dave Chase is with us this morning. He is the president of Nishna Valley Trails Incorporated, and we're going to talk a little bit about the bike trail, the bike walking, hiking trail that we hope to have connected throughout the community here. It's been a project that folks have been talking about for quite some time, and if they've had an interest in it, now's the time where they can actually kind of get involved. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about where things are, because that's, I'm sure, the question you always get is, why isn't this done, or how far is this, or what do we need to do to get this part done? And so everybody wants to know the updates all the time.
Where we are right now is we have a design project, and that project is to connect two existing trail systems within Atlantic, and that's the Shilberg Quarry trails with the trails that already exist at the Atlantic Municipal Utilities wellhead site east of Olive Street. We have secured a grant for engineering, and that engineering has now been completed. All of the permits and the design have been completed by the engineers, so we're ready to raise money to build the project.
It's a long project in the fact that resources are there, but it's a process to get to them.
Yeah, and it's a very competitive process as well. And this started actually in March of 2010 when I went to the council on behalf of Nishna Valley Trails to apply for this engineering grant. And it's taken all of this time to get the necessary permits. And now the money raising is going to take a while as well, because there are limited funds out there available for grants, but we're hoping the community will support the project as well, and we think it will.
Yeah, unfortunately, the cost of everything goes down over time, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. The costs have gone up exponentially since we started to work on trails years and years ago, but yeah. That's the way it is.
Yeah, well, there's so many different things that have to be decided on. You know, just it's not just, well, do we do concrete or do we do asphalt? I mean, there's so many different things. Every twist and turn needs to be figured out, negotiated, plotted and planned, and coordinated with so many other people.
Yeah, and government agencies enter into this. They have to issue permits. We dealt with the Corps of Army Engineers, believe it or not, because we have to cross a water course, the Troublesome Creek. The DNR, Department of Natural Resources, has a big say. We had archaeological studies. All of these things cost money, and that's, you know, there's reasons for all of this, and safety being another aspect. These trails have to be designed to be safe for people so that people don't get hurt using them.
Well, you know, one of the more beautiful aspects of any trail that you've ever been on is when it crosses over a waterway. You know, the bridges are just, they're beautiful. It's scenery you wouldn't see otherwise if you weren't up there on that trail. And it's a great opportunity for folks to get close to nature. Bridges cost money.
They cost a lot of money. And when you're talking 162-foot single span, 10-foot wide pedestrian bridge, you don't build those things for $0. Those things are very expensive, and that's the half of the cost of this project. The total project cost is $550,000, estimated project cost, and half of it's the bridge.
It's the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
It's the nature
but of the it beast. Is. It goes through a tremendously beautiful area. We're very fortunate, and I don't think a lot of people are aware that we have that feature here in Atlantic, but it's going to be very nice.
Well, and this is all a part of the larger project, the T-Bone Trail, which is actually all a part of a larger project as well, and that nationwide trail system that's been worked on for years and years and years. So, you know, you would think that it's got some advantages there.
There's definitely some funding advantages when you make application to connect trail systems. Now, we're doing this on a smaller scale here in Atlantic, but this also has the advantage of allowing us to provide a connection to the Audubon Atlantic T-Bone Trail, then statewide connections, and then nationwide connections. So these things are all viewed quite favorably to those who are handing out the funds.
You've ridden trails. It's fun to have a little trail here and there, but it's a lot more fun to have a trail that's connected different places so you don't always just ride in the same circle.
Yeah, and that's true. If you're just riding in a circle or an out and back on a very limited basis, it gets pretty boring after a while. But if you have towns to stop in, restaurants to visit, and places to see, exist on the T-Bone Trail, it's more fun. And it draws more people to the area, and that's the economic development aspect of this. It's going to draw people.
Absolutely. And folks along the way in Audubon County could tell you just how much the T-Bone Trail as it exists right now is used. And I'm sure there's a lot more use than most folks realize down at that, that's pretty much a circle loop there around the Shilberg Quarry Park. But if you could put those together, imagine how much more fun that would be. But it takes help. And I know the general public, all those folks that have been asking questions all those years, money's nice, but they can help in other ways in this process.
Yeah, they can help promote the idea of recreational trails within the community. They can use them. That's the main thing. Get out and use these things. And not only benefits funding projects like this, but it's good for you personally as far as health and well-being. And to see the number of people that are out at the Shilberg Quarry on a nice day just enjoying nature, that's good for the soul.
Absolutely. And I know you're asking for some folks to step up a little bit along the way. If they enjoy using trails, they see the benefit of this project to the community. As part of an application process right now, they can actually get their 2 cents worth in.
They can get their 2 cents in, and we'd hope they'd write a check for a little bit more. But 2 cents would be nice. We'll take anything we can get. There will be advertised fundraisers. We're working with various other funding agencies and local community groups to get them on board and help us out. Financially and promoting the project for all the good reasons.
Do people have a pretty good vision when you talk to them about what the finished product might be? Are they grasping exactly what it is that you're asking them to be supportive of?
I think for the most part, yes. I think most people have now encountered trails and trail systems in other communities, especially bicyclists and hikers. They're well aware, and they do provide an amenity to town to a town that people can use and enjoy. So pictures are worth a thousand words. I think in any presentation we make, we have overhead photographs and maps, and there is a comprehensive trail plan for Atlantic, believe it or not, and I trotted that out before the city council the other night. It's 2007, but it's a little dated, but I think people can see that, and actually our trail projects have actually taken off better when you get something on the ground and people can actually see it and use it. And that happened with the T-Bone Trail.
Someone who maybe doesn't even own a bicycle or bother with that kind of stuff, maybe go out and walk the trails. They're not just bike trails, they're walking trails as well. Mm-hmm. But folks who maybe don't make it a regular point of getting out and using them, give them an idea of what it means to a community to have that type of a resource.
Well, I think most of the planning, and you can work from anywhere these days with the manner of communication that we have. So the place where you live is very important. And where do you want to live? What types of things do you want to be able to do? And recreation has been, through studies, shown to be one of the areas that people look for, besides the schools and the good health care, those things like the YMCA and trail systems and those types of things that make it a nice place to live. Like you and I have experienced here, this is a great place to live. Well, why? We've got a lot of things that we can do, and trails just add to that, Jim.
I know I've discovered a lot of great places to eat along those trails over the years.
Yeah. If you're a pie lover, that seems to be a highlight on trails. I love pie.
Got to get back on the bike to work off what I just ingested.
That's exactly the theory there.
It's not the worst way in the world.
No.
It's not the worst way.
And it's fun, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, it seems like it wasn't too many years ago, Dave, we were sitting here talking about this and thinking that, boy, you know, we can get ahead of the game on this because this is the next wave of stuff. well, this is happening all over the country now. It's not the next wave. Mm-hmm. We need to get on board with this and move this project forward because these are very popular and they're very commonplace now.
Yeah, very commonplace, and this connection thing is becoming very important. I just got back from a weekend up in central Iowa where we rode the Raccoon Valley Trail. That's now an 86-mile interconnected loop in central Iowa and around the Des Moines area, and it's not unlike our situation here. There's towns every 5 to 7 miles with little restaurants and things like that. And to see the number of people using these things and it's giving another breath of life to these small communities, that's what this is all about.
When you really see things and see communities in a different way than you do driving by on the interstate.
Oh, yeah, and that's a great point to make. It's far, far nicer to see it from the seat of a bike or a hike instead of in a tour bus.
Yeah, I challenge you even to drive around where you live, where you think you know everything around you, at slow speed on a bicycle, and I guarantee you, you will notice something you never noticed before.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, you
bet.
Very good point. So if folks want to help out with that project, it's a nice, a little bit of support, supportive words, a little bit of pocket change would help out a little bit too, but we want to get this project moving forward.
I think more than anything, get out and use the existing trails. If you haven't done that, get out to the Schoberg Quarry Park or get out to the wellhead site east of the ballparks and use the trails. Take a hike, see the wildlife, experience this thing, and you know what we're talking about. And it's great for the community.
There you go. And it's getting to be a great time of the year to be doing that too.
Oh, yeah.
With some of the sights and scenes that you're going to find there too. So it's not the worst thing in the world to tell somebody, hey, take a hike.
Huh? Very good.
It works. Excellent.
Very good. It works for me.
Hey, that's how we're going to leave it this morning. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.